the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
It's a radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. Weekly, welcome in you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski, and welcome into the show today. To reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com is the email address. And then, of course, iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. So click Talk in the main menu when you go to the web. If you're using it on the web, if you don't download the app, you can search for Talk in the main menu. Actually, search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show in the main menu, and you're on iHeartRadio Talk. Hello, Dr. Mike Roizen.
It's good to be here, Joe.
Thanks for being with us here again today. Our guest at 35 after the hour will be lurking into the hidden dangers of our home. And there could be a lot of them in here. It's going to be an interesting guest segment at 35 minutes after the hour.
Well, there are an amazing number, and he talks about a whole bunch of other things relating to this that are fascinating in the book. So we'll talk about pollution dangers in the home and some easy remedies, some simple solutions. He even talks about what you should do to get your lymph glands, which is a way of purifying your body, working better, and what you can do in your home for that.
In your home, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your bathroom, in your garage. Also, water, plastic storage containers, personal care products, electronic gadgets, all those kind of things.
Well, for instance, in the bedroom, he goes into how to wear a bra properly to facilitate getting rid of pollution. I never knew it had that ability or had that property of inhibiting getting rid of pollution, but it does. And he'll tell us how to get rid of it from that. So
are you intimating anything about me having to wear a bra properly? Or?
Well, it's also how you wear your pants.
All right, that'll be 35 minutes after the hour. We'll do a real age tip if you have one planned, even if you don't have one planned. You have a little time to do that for the end of the hour. Any ideas?
I had not planned one, so I've got to do it because the book is so fascinating.
We may do two seconds.
I was worried we would go too long.
All right. So let's go into the top medical stories here of the week. We do this every week, and of course, along the way, any emails or questions for Dr. Mike, you can send them along to udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Let's start with meat and cigarettes. What do meat and cigarettes have in common?
Well, this is a fascinating story, and it is that they are the two greatest causes of cancer. And if you look throughout the world, and look at the risks from cigarettes and meat, they account for about 50% of the cancers in the world. Cigarettes in men, because men smoke more, account for about two-thirds of that. It's more even in women, but it's very interesting that that's the correlation. I never realized that meat had that great a risk associated with it. But it apparently does, and this is a World Health study that's done looking at 87 countries. So it's not just the United States or not just one area or another.
Okay, we lost our connection to Dr. Mike Roizen. He'll be
here.
Okay, thanks.
Did I lose you when I was talking there?
Yeah, for about 30 seconds, right. And anytime that happens, you scare me, Dr. Mike.
It scares me, too. So what it was is meat, just in case you didn't hear it, meat and cigarettes account for 50% of the cancers in the world. About 70% of those, 70% of the 50% in men are related to tobacco. But in women, it's about even, and that's because women smoke a little less, smoke a lot less than men, especially in developing countries. But it's amazing that 50% of all the cancers are related to those two factors.
Now, let's stay on smoking here for a moment and talk about bans and their halfway measures to stop smoking. And, you know, they do it in parks and they prevent smoking in public places and restaurants and bars and things like that. You've got halfway measures as far as bans. You have full total smoking bans. Is any one more effective than the other?
Well, there really are three major studies on tobacco this week, and I thought I would go through, if I can, them in a weird order. But that's to say, the data is clear that a total ban helps people quit much more than partial bans. So if you say no smoking in the home and no smoking in public places, no smoking in the home increases quit rates among women by about 70%. So they're 70% more successful, those that try, when there's a total ban on smoking at home. For men, it is public smoking. I don't know, again, why this difference. But that may go also with the second story. The biggest story of last year was one that I didn't see covered anyplace else, but it occurred on the last day of the year. And that was China announced that its public officials were no longer to smoke in public, were no longer to smoke in their own offices, and were no longer to give cigarettes or tobacco products as gifts. Now, if you look at it, why is this big? Well, China, 6 trillion cigarettes are smoked a year. 2 trillion of those in China, 1/3 of all cigarettes. They have maybe 20% of the population, but 33% of the smokers, and most of those are men. And in fact, you see public officials giving gifts of tobacco and of smoking in public, and they've said this is a major health problem for heart disease, for pollution, for cancer. And so they said, one, the public officials are not to do it this year, and by the end of the year, we may announce a total ban for the whole country on smoking in public. That's huge.
Now, may I add something to the topic with regard to something I found out about smoking this week? May I say something about it?
Absolutely.
I read about a new study that finds 200 million deaths could be avoided by 2025 if we triple the taxes placed on tobacco around the world. Apparently, in some countries, the increase would double the price. The difference in cost between the cheapest and most expensive brands would also be diminished, meaning smokers would not be likely to switch brands because doing so would save them a lot of money. It also noted that the higher cost of cigarettes would likely discourage young people from smoking. Extra money generated by the tax increase could be about $100 billion a year, and they say that money, which is a lot of money, $100 billion a year, could be spent on health care. Now, I further read where the strategy would be most effective in low- and middle-income countries. High-income countries would also see a decrease in consumption. Now, right now, taxes make up 30 to 40% of tobacco's cost in lower-income countries, while in higher-income countries, that number is between 50 and 60%. So I think you've said this before, right? If we increased the cost of cigarettes, whether through taxes or through, you know, the price of cigarettes, it would have a good effect.
It would have a tremendous effect on health. I didn't realize this, but the projection is, I mean, this is actually, you said it, 1 billion people will die this century from tobacco use. 200 million less could die, actually. That is, could be saved and not have, and it's part of the philosophy, cessation really works. Once you quit, your body recovers so that if you quit before age 35, you have 5 years later, you have 0%. That is no effect from the smoking you did before age 35. You quit by age 40, it's 90%. Even at age 50, you get 70% less disease and less disability. And again, it isn't just dying. It is cigarette smokers have huge disability rates.
We'll be back. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So, it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins, YouBeauty.com. 35 minutes after the hour, the healthy home, simple truths to protect your family from hidden household dangers. From Mr. Dave Wentz, he's the Chief Executive Officer of state-of-the-art manufacturer of nutritional supplements and health products. We'll go into your home. We'll go into your kitchen. We'll go into your bathroom. We'll go into your bedroom, your garage. We'll tell you how to put on a bra properly and some other things. And my pants.
And how to fit it properly and even pants.
and my
so
pants.
That you clear your toxins. It's actually fascinating. I really enjoyed this book. It's a really good, it's a very interesting book. Interestingly laid out. It's by Myron Wentz, who was the first person who developed the Epstein-Barr virus test, and his son, Dr. Dave Wentz, who is also a biomedical scientist and has done some wonderful work in this book, I think.
All right. Now, you're getting some funky sound out of your microphone there, Dr. Mike, if you want to work on that. We'll talk about General Mills Cheerios here with Bridget. Bridget's here. And it's one of the top medical stories of the week. And original Cheerios are going to be going GMO-free. GMO. What's this about, Bridget?
So Cheerios is in the works. They're making, or General Mills, they're making the original Cheerios GMO-free. So the new Cheerios will have a label on them that says not made with genetically modified ingredients. And the company says there may be trace amounts from contamination, but that generally there won't be any. And the reason that they're doing this is because there's been a lot of push from activist groups and consumers that are fearful of what genetically modified organisms are doing to people's health.
What is a
We should say that the actual Cheerios, the oats, have not ever been genetically modified, they have said. What is modified is all the stuff they put, the preservative and maybe the little amount of sugar, whatever else they use, and even the package lining. So they say the package, the lining, everything will be GMO-free. And they've started shipping them, so they said by 2 weeks from now, they expect it to be most of the large stores that have turnover will have the GMO-free original Cheerios. Bridget, do they sell Cheerios in Europe? I don't know the answer to that, but obviously Europe may have done something to push this too.
I'm not sure about that either. I'll have to look that up, whether they sell Cheerios or not.
Now, it's my understanding... my understanding that original Cheerios now are already made with non-GMO oats, but now the company says it's also using non-GMO cornstarch and sugar, Dr. Mike, as you alluded to a minute ago. Now, this change doesn't apply, though, to any other Cheerios flavors, like apple cinnamon Cheerios and things. How come?
Well, because they said that it would be a very expensive and difficult process to do so, because it's hard to find crops that are organic and not packaged with or not made from GMO crops. So because the original Cheerios are made with mostly oats, that's why it's an easier change for them to make, because it's less, since the sugar is so little in the original Cheerios, it won't be as big of a change for them.
How will taste be affected, if at all?
It shouldn't affect it much. It's more so that it will.
And in
be
fact,
more
that's
expensive.
That's why they said, that's why they said it was taking them so long to bring this to market, because after they do it, they go through a series of taste tests, both before they scale up the manufacturing, then and after they scale up the manufacturing, they go through a series of taste tests. And the series takes almost a year to do through all their processes. And then the actual to gear up the amount of Cheerio manufacturing they have to gear up took them 6 months. That is sourcing the material, et cetera. I didn't realize that they had so much to do. But apparently the cornstarch, they don't use much cornstarch, but whatever cornstarch they use, apparently 99% of the corn in the United States, they said, is GMO, and so they have to really do a lot of trouble to source it perfectly.
Do you have any cereal recommendations? I mean, if you like, do you eat cereal? And if you do, what do you recommend for a healthy cereal?
There's a few. So Rice Chex is a fairly good option and has little added sugar. Even though it's not 100% whole grain, I think the oatmeal is another great breakfast option. And then wheat bran is also good.
And when you get the, if you will, the oatmeal, what you want is steel-cut oatmeal, not the instant. The instant often has a lot of sugar with it and is ground up so much that you get a high blood sugar level. The key in all of this that is going for whole grain is to keep your blood sugar level under 110, which is where you start to get protein changes from blood sugar. And so that means that you have to have problems digesting it. I don't mean problems, but I mean, in other words, it can't be instantly absorbed through your intestinal wall, which means you want it with the whole grain, the bran, et cetera, all together. And so that's where the steel-cut oatmeal or the larger pockets or the larger size oatmeal is really what you want in that selection. The other thing, you know, is Cheerios, the original Cheerios, is a good choice as well, as is the shredded wheat, which shredded wheat is really just whole grain wheat. Nothing's been done to it.
Okay. All right, let's do this before the break, just because I mentioned it, and it was an interesting story to me about food allergies, and explain why our grandparents did not have food allergies, but we do. Why so?
Well, there are a number of reasons. One is that our grandparents really ate whole food. That is, they didn't have processed food, and they didn't have emulsifiers and other things with it. It's thought the emulsifiers, that is all the other stuff that they put with the food, is really one of the reasons that we, in fact, get the problem. That is, the emulsifiers sensitize your immune system. So, for example, the rate of peanut allergies in China is much lower than the United States, even though they eat the same amount of peanuts. The difference is we serve our kids peanut butter early, and that peanut butter usually has emulsifiers. If you change to regular whole, just peanut butter that is made only with peanuts ground up, it's postulated you will have much lower allergy rates than the peanut butter that is made with emulsifiers. The second thing is they ate seasonal or real food. That is, the food came from farms, as I said. Food preservatives were not widely used yet, so they, because of the lack of processes, these were nutrient dense. The third thing is they cooked food at home using traditional preparation methods from scratch, that is, buying processed food or eating processed food that you don't even know about in a restaurant was not even an option. And those are really the major ones, and then they didn't live as long to develop them. Joe?
Okay, Dr. Mike, we're going to take a break and be back with our guest segment. Pretty much we all live in one, so I think this will be a pretty interesting guest segment coming up. What are the hidden dangers lurking in our homes? We're going to take you over the next little bit here on the show through every room of our houses and hope to identify most of the toxins and potential dangers that a lot of us probably didn't even know existed. Well, that's the problem, but we'll also have a chance to, along with pointing out the hazards, offer some healthy solutions and alternatives. The Healthy Home Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from Hidden Household Dangers, from its author, David Wentz. Next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world.
It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes, March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
So what are the hidden dangers in your home? We'll take you there and get you out of it safely here over the next few minutes. Dave Wentz is the co-author of a book called The Healthy Home, Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from Hidden Household Dangers. It's published by Vanguard Press. He is also the head of a state-of-the-art manufacturer of nutritional supplements and health products. Well, welcome into the show. Let me ask something before I turn you over to Dr. Mike. We all live in a home or we all live in an apartment or someplace closed in, and we all breathe air. In a general sense, let's talk about the air we breathe and where we live and what problems that presents.
Well, I think it's a problem that most people think that they're safe and sound in their homes when actually the air in their homes is often more toxic than the air outside. And we just recommend the simple thing of opening a window and letting the air out. We always hear the air is dirty outside and toxic, but we're polluting it with our cleaners, our adhesives, our paints, all sorts of things that we collect in our homes that are making our own air more toxic than the air outside.
Okay, so open window 365, 24/7, 365?
whenever you can without freezing or cooking.
Yeah, okay, that's a good idea. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike?
David, we should say that you're the son of a very famous scientist who's the co-author on this book, Dr. Myron Wentz, who developed the Epstein-Barr test, as well as, I think, started USANA, which is a company that you've developed and broadened and now are CEO of. We'll get into a couple questions about that a little later, but I first want to say I found it a fascinating book. Why did you develop this book? In other words, what was it that caused you to do this?
There were a few reasons. My father, Dr. Wentz, he's gone around lecturing and been able to reach thousands of people through lecturing, but he really wanted to get his message of awareness and avoidance to a larger crowd. And so the book was a way for us to spread that message that he's been talking about for years, helping people just be educated so that they can make the simple decisions that will take care of themselves and their families. And they just don't get that information as easily as and readily as we would like. So we wrote this book, one, to make people aware, and also as a way for us to do some philanthropy and raise some money for charity.
And one of the things you do in this book, and it's a wonderful book, The Healthy Home, is you go through each section of the book, and you were criticized for something that I think is actually a strength. You have these action steps that are in orange color or green color in my book, that tell us what to do, and they're wonderful because they give you simple solutions. So I think that's actually a real strength of the book, because once you present a problem, you want to have a solution and something, some action step you can take. And one of the things that I was really surprised about, you went into the bedroom, and in the bedroom you talked about things like bras and pant size. Tell us why you did that. I know obviously why you did it since I read it, but our listeners want to know.
Well, absolutely. Well, that was the requirement with the book, is we weren't going to try and scare people or doomsday. We wanted to let people know that there were challenges out there, but all of them, everything in the book, has a simple solution, an inexpensive solution most of the time, or a solution that even saves money over what they're currently doing and hopefully doesn't hamper or change their lifestyle dramatically. One of the things we noticed are the people are wearing tighter, more restrictive clothing, whether that's bras or waistbands or neckties or their shirt collars. They haven't changed their shirt collar size in years, even though their necks have grown. And that is causing a restriction of the flow of the lymphatic system. For anyone who's had a lymphatic massage, you know it's very delicate pressure on the skin is what is involved there. And when you see those red marks on your skin, it's a sign to you that you are constricting one of your body's immune systems, which is the flow of the lymphatic.
And so one of the things you talk about is not having it. And it's such a key thing, because most people don't realize, but there are two areas that you gain fat in first when you gain weight. One of them is around your neck, and that's one of the reasons you fat in the neck is one of the reasons you develop sleep apnea or develop, labored breathing. What we call snoring commonly. And the second place is inside the kidney capsule, and that is associated with high blood pressure. And it's one of the reasons you lower your blood pressure so much when you lose a little pound weight. But I didn't realize it had this effect, that the tight shirt and the tight necktie to make the shirt fit were occluding the lymphatics, or tight bra does the same thing. So you have a nice section on that. You also, and this is an email from a questioner, talked about frying pans, and the question from the listener is, you talked about air pollution. What should we always have a fan on, exhausting whatever we're cooking, especially with oil? Does oil, when you cook oil too hot, such as I sometimes, this person writes, I sometimes cook the oil so it steams or burns. Is that creating air pollution?
Yeah, we a fan, of course, can't hurt. And while you're cooking, with great to have on. What we found while we were researching was we were more concerned about the chemicals in the pan itself rather than the oils and things that people were cooking. When we found out that the Teflon or the polytetrafluoroethylene was being emitted from that pan and creating fluorine gas. And the fact that manufacturers of those Teflon pans actually had warnings on their websites about not having a small bird in the kitchen because the bird has very delicate lungs and could die due to the foreign gas being released. That piqued our attention even more than the foods that are cooking and the gases arising from the foods. It was those chemicals that are built into the pan that frightened us the most and caused us to
warn
people that
they could use different...
Yep,
those are the non-stick frying pans.
Exactly. They're all alternatives, or they're scrubbing the pan, which we seem very adverse to doing these days, but would be a much healthier alternative to the chemicals that are in those non-stick pans.
And we also have a couple of letters, and this actually, they said, he should be able to tell me what I should look for in a supplement bottle. Is there any keys on the plastic, or should supplement bottles always be glass? I think most supplement bottles are plastic. Are there any special plastics they should have?
Yes. In the case of supplements, it's not as big of a concern with plastics. Where we're more concerned about the plastic and type of plastics are with liquids, because the transfer of the chemicals to the liquids is much more readily, easily done than in a solid. And so, yes, you'll find all supplements in plastics, and that's pretty much uniform across the board. You're not going to find much different. Glass is better in all cases if you can find it, but that's when it comes to liquids. That's why we warn that. And never let your water bottle sit out in the car and cook and get hot, because those plastics break down even faster with heat and go into your liquids, your waters, or whatever it is that you're drinking. And so, or when styrofoam is one of the worst, when you bring home your leftovers, immediately transfer your leftovers from a styrofoam container into a glass bowl or something to put into the fridge, and definitely, definitely never reheat anything in your plastic or styrofoam containers.
Right, because I see a lot of, actually, this is interesting. I'm trying to remember, do they, at work, they reheat coffee? And I think they do it, do they ever do that in styrofoam, or am I imagining that?
Absolutely. Coffee is in styrofoam, which is probably one of the worst combinations you can have together. But unfortunately, it's one that's been the most functional, but without thought of what's going into your coffee as you put that hot liquid into those styrofoam cups.
Joe?
We'll be back with Dave Wentz. Dave Wentz is the co-author of, as a matter of fact, it's a New York Times bestseller. It's called The Healthy Home, Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from the Hidden Household Dangers. And it's published by Vanguard Press. If you have a comment for our guest, something you may be concerned about in your home, I'm sure Dave has an answer for that. Udocs@gmail.com, Youdocs@gmail.com. And more with Dr. Mike and Mr. Wentz coming up after this on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. It's the time of year when colds and viruses begin making their rounds through schools and families. Sometimes parents will ask for antibiotics, believing they will shorten an illness, allowing their child to return to school or child care quicker. But antibiotics are not usually the answer. Antibiotics are powerful drugs that need to be used cautiously. Antibiotics have no effect on viruses and will not reduce the length of the illness or the symptoms. They are highly effective in treating bacterial infections such as strep throat or bacterial pneumonia. But overuse of antibiotics can make them less effective when truly needed. Some bacteria strains have become resistant to antibiotics as a result of antibiotic overuse. The best way to treat a viral infection is with rest, fluids, and TLC. So feel free to baby your child who has the cold or the flu. Give them lots of love and care, but save the antibiotics for when they are truly needed. And for more information on children's health, visit www.aap.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dave Wentz, co-author of the book, The Healthy Home, Simple Truths to Protect Your Family from Hidden Household Dangers. He's co-author. It's a New York Times bestseller. And you pick it up at Vanguard Press. Here again, Dr. Mike Roizen. Dr. Mike.
Now, David, you have a famous father. What's it like to grow up with a famous father, and how difficult is life now because of that?
Oh, well, it's definitely interesting. It's been fun because he has always been out there on the cutting edge and pushing the envelope, and it actually created the situation where we decided this book was a way for me to act as his translator. He lectures and he's very scientific and talks at a very high level. And most people walk out saying, I have no idea what he said, but he knows what he's talking about. I can tell because of his passion and understanding of the topic. And so I stepped in after, of course, spending so much time with him to be his translator and to teach, to spread his teachings to in layman's terms and make them simple and make it easy to understand so that everyone could take action and put his wisdom into effect in their own homes.
Well, this question, and I suppose the question then comes: how did you and he meld together in this book? Did he do one part of it and you do another, or did you both work on the same things, or did you edit what he wrote, or how did that work?
For most of the book, it's in my voice because we wanted to keep it simple, and I'm very solution oriented. He's very into the reasons, the cause and effect. And so we have portions of the book that's in his scientific voice that is talking about all the large chemicals, all the big chemical names for the people who are interested in knowing all those details. But the 2/3 of the book are written by me in my voice, translating what I've learned over the years, sitting down to dinner with him, having him come check out my house, whatever it happens to be. learned through him over the years and was able to share what I learned in terms that everyone can understand easily.
Now, there's a set of questions on water, and one of them is really interesting. It says, I have a, and I'll use the name, a Brita filter, and it filters into what Brita gave us, which is a plastic jug where we store water in this Brita jug in the refrigerator when we don't use it all up on the on what we prepare immediately, and it keeps it cool. Is that a problem? Is that Brita plastic jug a problem, and should we pour it into something glass?
Hopefully it's made out of a good plastic. There are different types of plastic, some that are stronger than others or stay intact better than others. Being in the fridge is a nice factor if it's not being heated. Going to glass is just yet another good step. And in this book, we don't talk about going cold turkey or stopping anything. It's about making relative changes, relative improvements. So a 10% improvement here, a 20% improvement there. Going to glass would be a nice step. If it's going to be too much hassle and it's going to stop you from using that filter, don't do it. Use what steps and just try and make small improvements. For the most part, it's probably using a good plastic that is fine in the fridge, holding water. If it was holding other things that are more acidic-type foods, it'd be a concern. If it was in a hot environment, it'd be more of a concern. So it's relatively a small issue, the plastic in the fridge. But if they wanted to move it to a glass container, it couldn't hurt. It'd be another step in the right direction once again. And it's just those little baby steps along the way that just help reduce more and more of the toxins that people find. And the 10% change day after day, year after year, adds up in a lifetime, especially for our children who have a lot more days, a lot more toxic days ahead of them than we do.
There are set more interesting questions about beverage. So here is one about, should I routinely purify water with a filter? I used to live in New York, and the water tasted, New York City, and the water tasted great. I now live in Tampa. We have a radio station that carries us in Tampa, Dave. And by the way, I should tell people what we're talking about. The Healthy Home, a book by Dr. Myron and Dave Wentz, W-E-N-T-Z. The website to get it, it is on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I checked those out. But it's thehealthyhomebook.com. You can get it that way. And there are a set of questions on water and water purification. Is it better to eat water to get the minerals without being purified? Should I purify all the water? And what about the water in water bottles? It seems to me a lot of that is on trucks and in grocery stores where it may get hot.
Yeah, absolutely. Water is water is so critical. And the more we drink, the more we may be polluting or poisoning ourselves. The best route, of course, is an RO, a reverse osmosis system. If you can get one of those under your kitchen sink for a few hundred dollars, that is a fantastic route to go. There are small home distillers that work as well that you can use for the most critical water, the water that you're drinking and the water you're cooking with. And then you work your way down to the filters that we talked about earlier, or bottled water. And with bottled water, it's good to look for filtered water more than the other spring waters, et cetera, because there aren't a lot of regulations when it comes to bottled water, and people think that bottled water is different than tap water. In many cases, it is not. And so it's tough with bottled water to distinguish which ones are the good ones and which ones are just tap water in a bottle. But taking care of your bottled water, not letting it in the car get heated and the plastic get destroyed is one. Or you don't use water bottles over and over, those cheap plastic water bottles. Try to use a stainless steel or other type of water bottle for your carrying around or having water in all the time. Take small steps from what you're doing currently just to make those small improvements over time. It's hard for people to completely turn around what they've been doing for their whole lives, but just look for a way to make a small improvement from where you stand currently.
And we're going to not have a Real Age Tip of the Week this segment because this is so fascinating because we got so many questions. Here's another question that's a really interesting one, and I would tell him not to have any of it, but we can't do that. He said, I'm addicted to Diet Coke. Should I get it in aluminum cans or plastic bottles? carrying the glass home is just too heavy and it isn't in the right sizes?
Yeah, there's no good, real good answer there other than to stop with the Diet Coke, or at least reduce by 10%. Reduce how much Diet Coke by 20% that you're drinking. Unfortunately, the cans are lined by plastics, and the bottles were plastic as well. So there's no real win there, along with the fact that it's an acidic drink, which breaks down materials. So reduce your Diet Coke by 20%, and you'll be making a huge step forward.
Can we say what to do with V8 juice? Someone says the same type of question with V8 juice. That's a very acidic substance.
Yep, it's an acidic substance, so it's something where you're going to get some over time, so try and either consume it quickly or transfer it to another container. Don't let it get the bottle get abused, scratched, heated, things like that. Just whatever small steps you can take, drinking the V8, at least you're getting those veggies in you, and so that's a step in the right direction.
David, thank you. Joe?
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Thanks for listening. This is Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA. TakeOmega.com.